How can the movement go forward? Extract from statement by Gauche Revolutionnaire. Genuine general assemblies are needed to bring together strikers, trade unions and all those in action, young people, nous debout open mic occupied gatherings, activists and others. Such assemblies would enable a wide-ranging discussion of actions to be taken, involving more people and democratically electing action committees at local, regional, and national level than is presently possible just through the trade unions and other organizations. Many of these debates have as their central theme the need to change society and overthrow capitalism. The trade union leaders have not been receptive to this movement, even though Martinez, as national leader of the CGT, has spoken out in support at this late stage. If they had done so, it would have been easier to say we are in this fight together, let's go forward to a general strike. And when the leading lights behind Nous Debout simply said we are not making any demands, that didn't help to bring people together in workplaces and working class districts. There is a pressing need to formulate clear demands, to stop the attacks on living and working conditions which come at us like a steamroller, crushing the daily lives of millions. The movement could start to speak with a single voice, if the General Assemblies could spread their demands on a national level, such as a 32-hour working week, to create jobs for the unemployed, pay increases that would provide decent living standards, an end to redundancies and the taking into public ownership of any companies threatening to close or sack workers. What's missing is a genuine mass social and political opposition, united in the face of the arrogant fools, Haaland and all the other ministers. While continuing to build action, there is a pressing need for a mass political force for workers and youth, a new party of struggle against capitalism, whose activists and cadres will be precisely those who are involved in action right now. Such a party would enable a united voice to be heard at national level in opposition to the 100% capitalist propaganda from the parties and the media who serve the bourgeoisie and capitalism. It wouldn't waste its time maneuvering with other parties, but would resolutely defend the interests and aspirations of the great majority of the population. Such a party, operating democratically, would help to build the struggle. More importantly, it could raise the need for a real alternative to capitalism, to unite all those who have had enough of this system, and want to do more than just resist, really change society and overthrow capitalism. Full statement available on socialistworld.net.